This spring, during the peak of warbler migration, two windows on my house killed three birds. I found one poor Blackburnian warbler under the big bay window that was already covered with special bird-protecting tape. We're not 100% certain that it was killed at that window or one upstairs, but I suspect the bay window based on where it was laying. And a Canada warbler was killed at the tiniest window in the house, our kitchen window. A merlin must have been chasing it or something because that one made a direct hit, head on at top speed. The tips of both the upper and lower bills were broken. The lower bill was also broken at the base where it met the face on the right side, and the upper bill was broken where it met the face on the left side. Blood was dripping from that nostril. Both these deaths were horrifying to me. Warblers are such gorgeous birds and so very tiny. Both these species average little more than a third of an ounce. Blackburnian warblers winter in Central and Northern South America, and Canada warblers virtually all winter in Northern South America. The straight line distance from the Panama Canal to Duluth is 2,707 miles, the bare minimum each of these birds flew entirely on his own power, wingbeat after wingbeat for days or weeks, stopping for food here and there after surviving an entire fall migration down there in the first place, and a full winter competing with hundreds of tropical birds and staying clear of snakes and lizards and an abundance of other predators for nothing more than to smash into a sheet of glass when it was so very close to its final destination where it could fulfill the hormonal imperative that sent it on the long journey in the first place to raise young. Any bird death at a window is an obscene waste, but losing tropical migrants seems somehow even more tragic, though when I found a dead pine siskin under the same kitchen window on the same day, I felt just as sad. That window will be first to get some bird-safe collision protection this summer, but we're also adding something to every window on our house, including the many windows that so far don't seem to have ever killed a bird during the 34 years we've lived here. Even a single death is too many. Those were the fatalities, but our windows knocked a few other birds out, too. One Swainson's thrush hit the window above our garage door. We hadn't had a collision with that window in years, but apparently it needs some bird-safe protection against collisions, too. The thrush was stunned for a few minutes. My normal technique when a songbird hits a window is to place it in a shoebox with paper towels on the bottom to give it something textured to grip, and I place it in a cool place out of sunlight, checking on it every 5 minutes or so, but only outdoors during daylight. The darkness keeps the bird quiet, so if it does come out of its stunned condition, it won't panic and re-injure itself. The thrush stayed in the box for 10 or 15 minutes. When it started looking around somewhat alertly when I opened the box, I held it for a few minutes in the backyard. I took some photos, first some close-ups in my hand, and then as it perched on a branch, so I could make sure it was gripping properly with both feet. This gave it time to look around and get its bearings, and then it suddenly took off. Even though we cannot prevent all of them, next time I'll talk about what we can do to reduce the chances of collisions at our windows. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.